SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, springtime in Switzerland. Music reflecting some of the customs and traditions observed in this country during the spring season.
Chalanda Marz, the name of a very colourful early spring custom in the eastern Swiss canton of Graubünden, known also as the Grisons. The language spoken there is Switzerland's fourth national idiom, Romansch, a kind of vulgar Latin, and Chalanda Marz, the calends of March, obviously stands for the beginning of spring. Every year, on the 1st of March, the return of spring is celebrated in the Upper and Lower Engadin, the Oberhalbstein and the Lenzer Heide, four areas in the Grisons. The young lads of the villages, carrying bells of all sizes, noisily go in groups from house to house, then break into gay spring songs and ask for gifts. Some of the older boys roam through the streets cracking whips, loudly chasing winter away. This tradition is connected with pagan rites, going back even further than the Romans. In the Upper Engadin Valley, the custom has been preserved in perhaps its purest form. In the morning, and at times again in the afternoon, on the first day of March, an odd procession takes place in some villages. Six lads, dressed up as horses, pull a colourfully garlanded sleigh, preceded by costumed figures and followed by a gang of bell-clanging schoolboys. They stop before each house to sing and then collect their gifts. One of the largest and most attractive spring festivals in Switzerland is the Sechseläuten, or 6 o'clock chimes, of Zurich. Originally, it was held on the Monday following the spring equinox, but towards the end of the last century, it was transferred to the third Monday in April. There are actually two historical elements involved in the Sechseläuten. On the one hand, the ancient guild traditions connected with the inspection of the militia army, and on the other hand, the pagan spring rite of burning the Böck, a large straw figure symbolizing old man winter. In 1866, both practices were merged into one great festival. The ancient trade and craft guilds, as well as the more recent suburban merchant guilds, take charge of the event. And no mean task this is. It is one thing to have the flags hoisted in time on the Tower of St. Peter's, announcing that the children's procession will be held on Sunday afternoon. But it is another to make sure that the great fancy dress parade on that Monday afternoon and the subsequent execution of the Böck will come off without a hitch. The large straw figure symbolizing old man winter is stuffed with firecrackers in preparation for his demise. At 6 o'clock in the evening, when the whole parade has assembled in the Sechseläutenplatz, the Böck, resembling a snowman atop a huge stake, is set ablaze. The climax is reached when the firecrackers explode and the figure is blown to bits. When old man winter has been liquidated, spring can take over. The merrymaking continues far into the night, with the guildsmen marching through the streets of Zurich's old town, calling at each other's guild halls and presenting innumerable toasts to the coming of the happier and warmer season. We'll be right back. That was the traditional Sechseleuten March, which is played countless times during Zurich's Spring Festival. While the citizens of Zurich limit their revels to 1.5 days, the great event in the second largest town community of the country, Basel, lasts for 3 whole days. This is the famous Basel Carnival, or Fasnacht. It begins in the dark morning hours of the Monday after Ash Wednesday, with a phantasmagoric Morgenstreich. Morgenstreich means a kind of reveille, since at the stroke of dawn at 4 a.m. all the lights in the old town go out, while almost simultaneously drummers and fifers playing the Morgenstreich melody begin to move out of the many side streets in the old town. Thousands of lanterns are lit, signalling the start of the big carnival parade. Groups of mummers carry huge transparent lanterns, either depicting in a grotesque manner an important scene or aspect of the life of the city, or wittingly lampooning a well-known event or personality. Wearing all sorts of bizarre masks and costumes, and playing the traditional fifes and drums, the marchers troop into Old Basel's main square, calmly but firmly pushing aside the crowds of spectators who have been waiting for them. Fife and drum music resounds throughout the old city. The groups, or cliques as they are called, ranging from as many as 100 members down to just 2 or 3, march slowly through the streets, playing Basel's traditional airs, such as the Wettstein March, named after the famous 17th century mayor of the city. After 5 a.m., the crowds usually begin to thin. Not that the carnival is ending, far from it. It's just that the early morning start makes people hungry, and mummers and spectators alike head for the many pubs and restaurants in Basel to have a go at the traditional Fasnacht breakfast of browned flour soup and onion pie. Thus strengthened, many of the music makers, both young and old, professional and amateur, pick up their instruments, don their masks, and march back into the streets for many more rounds of drumming and fifing. Word has it that they are quite content to go without sleep for the 3 days of the carnival. On Monday afternoon, there's the big parade that goes past Basel's venerable red brick town hall. On the following day, it's the turn of the children to appear in masks and fancy costumes. Other highlights follow on Wednesday afternoon. And, of course, on all 3 evenings of the carnival, there's plenty of fun and carousing throughout the city. For 3 days, the citizens of Basel indulge their egos, behaving just as they wish, making fun of everybody and everything. A typical manifestation of Basel's carnival tomfoolery are the various groups playing what is called Guckermusik. We'll be right back. Skoka music follows only one rule. The melody selected must be more or less recognizable, even though everyone plays it as he wishes. But this is not just a musical free-for-all for amateurs. Most of the performers are accomplished musicians. Very gay and colourful custom in southern Italian-speaking Switzerland is the Maggiolata celebration in the Ticino area. On the first Sunday in May, the schoolchildren of the region called Malcantone near Lugano have a go at embarrassing some of the local prominent and not-so-prominent citizens, all in good fun, of course. The youngsters have spent weeks in secret preparation. Led by a maypole bearer, the children form a procession through the village. They stop before the houses of such favourite victims as the mayor, the priest, the village miser, and perhaps even a winsome fiancé or two. Gathering around the maypole they have been carrying along, the youngsters break into droll, satirical couplets concerning their particular victim. Not only does he or she have to grin and bear it, but that person is also expected to offer those little singing angels sweets or even money. The songs, however, are by no means offensive or malicious. On the contrary, the Maggiolata is a very positive and humorous reflection of some aspects of village social character in the Ticino, and it also includes grown-ups singing and dancing. Jodeling is one of the most ancient forms of singing in Switzerland, and in the mountainous regions of the German-speaking parts of the country, some of the finest jodel songs are a kind of folk hymn to the life-giving return of spring after the long and cold winter days. Der Frühling, et's gmacht. In some country districts of the canton of Geneva, in western Switzerland, the younger generation also celebrates the advent of spring on the first Sunday in May. This custom is known as Le Feuillu, which is the name of a legendary troll-like creature covered with leaves and probably symbolizing a crop demon. The celebration most likely is related to ancient fertility rites. Émile Jacques Dalcroze, the noted Swiss composer who lived at the turn of the century, was inspired by this folk tradition to write Le Jeu du Feuillu. Concluding this program on spring customs and traditions in Switzerland, we hear now two excerpts from this work by Émile Jacques Dalcroze. First, La Chanson des Cerises de Mai, the Song of the May Cherries. The highlight of the Jeu du Feuillu by Émile Jacques Dalcroze is the concluding hymn to springtime, an expression of near-religious gratitude for the rich beauties of spring and the wondrous cycle of the seasons.
You have just heard another feature in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. This program was written and narrated by Nick Lombard and was produced by Lance Shannon.